This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But joining us right now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, our Radio.com Sports NFL Insider, the Playmaker, number 88, Michael Irvin, the Hall of Famer, is here. Insider calls always brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans. Michael Irvin, appreciate the time again today, man.
Hey, I appreciate you guys giving me a moment also, man. And Happy New Year to everybody.
Same to you, Mike. And also, Happy New Coach to you, Michael Irvin. What did you make of the hiring your Dallas Cowboys, bringing in old Packers coach Mike McCarthy?
one person's trash to be another person's treasure, you know? That's just the reality of it. Now, listen, when they first made the hire, you know, I thought, okay, you know, it's not a splash hire, but it's a solid hire. And really, spending time in listening to the press conference, I thought he won me over in the press conference, man. Being a man that has, certainly benefited from second chances, and a guy that has learned from some of his old ways and trying to promise to move ahead and be better. I like that he came clean and said those kinds of things.
Michael, if you were talking to Mike McCarthy one-on-one after having watched this Cowboys team this season, what would you tell him needs to be done first and foremost?
That he has to hook, put some kind of guys that I think shoulders down, they have the physical capabilities, but it's about injecting the game into their heart and injecting it all into their mind where they want to do the right thing. Now, I don't think Mike McCarthy is that motivational coach, that guy that rah-rahs and get you going. But he can still earn reverence and respect from these guys by showing how much he cares about the game, by putting in more work than everybody else, and letting these guys know, I know where you want to go. I've already walked that path, and I can help you get there.
You know, Irv, it looks like Jerry Jones is just a huge salesman. I mean, after he got up and introduced Mike McCarthy, I had forgot he had won all those games. I forgot he had won a Super Bowl. We pretty much just ran him out of town because Rodgers felt like that they couldn't get along, this, that, and the other. And then I'm saying to myself, Mike McCarthy should have been at the top of the list of everybody to be their head coach.
Yeah, he should have. And you know what, man, listen, you bring up a great point. It's what we do. And people always, and everybody now, and I said this, I'm not holding it against him. You know, people have said, well, you know, you only won one Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. Listen, I love Aaron Rodgers. Like, I love Tom Brady. Like, I love Troy Aikman. But them quarterbacks, they be having some self-duty, you know. And it's hard for guys winning with them. They want to run every darn thing. Like, come on, man. You know, there's nothing a head coach can do to the quarterback, really. There's really nothing. He's a quarterback. He really runs everything. They'll get rid of the head coach, especially if it's a good quarterback. Sometimes it makes it hard to work with. I don't think Dak will fight back like that because Dak doesn't have the clout that Aaron Rodgers has. So he'll be fresh and he'll be willing to listen. And I think Mike McCarthy can do a lot of teaching.
But Michael Irvin, is Dak going to have the money, maybe the bank account and the zeros and the decimal points that Aaron Rodgers is making? Because they're going to have to sign him to a pretty healthy extension as well. As I know you're a fan of Amari Cooper, he's going to be due up too.
Yeah, and I'm a fan of Dak Prescott. I want you to go and get him signed and get him taken care of, because you guys know how hard it is to find a good quarterback. You may not have suffered the pains because you went from Brett Favre to, you know, Aaron Rodgers. you went from Jesus to God, or God to Jesus, however you want to place it. You were in heaven the whole while, is what I'm saying, at the quarterback position. But a lot of people understand how hard it is to find that young franchise quarterback, and the Cowboys have found him. So they have to take care of him. And I think they did a good job. I wanted to have an offensive head coach to put around him. Now, here's the only thing I think on. I don't want him to lose what he's gained over the years in that offense. So somehow I want Mike to bring in an amalgamated offense where he amalgamizes what he used to do with some of the things that Dak is doing, where Dak just led the league and had one of his best years. I don't want to throw all of that out and start all over.
Let me hit you with this Seattle game. Who's got most pressure on Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers to get this W on Sunday?
Oh, man, I think there's no doubt Aaron Rodgers. Are you joking? Aaron Rodgers, you got the man out of here. We were just talking about that. You got what you want now. You got a chance to run the team. Now don't run it out of the playoffs right now. So there's no doubt there's more pressure. You know, Russell Wilson can say, you know, I lost 80% of my rush game. My rush yardage for the season, 80%. I lost right there the last few games of the season. So he can have that to fall back on. It's no doubt it's Aaron Rodgers.
All right, since you brought up the rush game, how much can we really expect from Marshawn Lynch in this game? Pete Carroll saying that he's going to, you know, up the ante a little bit on Marshawn Lynch and give him more carries in this game. But really, having just gotten back into this thing a couple of weeks ago, what do we expect from Marshawn Lynch?
Well, and I think this is the game that he kind of turn a corner on too. The third game is always the game that the guys get the feeling by like their old selves again. And I think Marshawn Lynch will do that in this game. And remember now, you guys know that weather's going to be cold. Nobody wants to hit in that cold stuff, man. But Marshawn Lynch can get going now. They got a shot at coming downhill with Marshawn Lynch. But I think in order for the Seahawks to do anything in this game, they have to have an early explosion by DK Metcalf. They got to back up, you know, the Packers, get some early explosion by DK Metcalf in the passing game.
Well, you talk about the weather. They're expecting 14 inches between the day and between Saturday and Sunday.
Dude, listen, man. I know where you are. I understand. That's ridiculous. That's just flat out ridiculous, man. And then people come on TV saying, this is football. Well, I said, stop saying that. Just stop saying that. 14 inches. And
14
then,
inches,
when you're playing there, this part I hate, when I played there, you know, it's like you're trying to forget the weather, and you look up on the damn scoreboard, and it's flashing -5, -5. Take that junk down. I know how cold it is out here. We were asking on the show, is it an advantage for Green Bay? I'm like, come on, man. They put out, we're looking for 700 no-sibblers. 700. If I'm in the Seattle locker room, I'm like, damn, dog, they need 700 snow-sibblers. It's going, you know, if I say it, then that means I already gave them the advantage. So you know who gets the advantage in that situation, man. That's crazy saying that stuff.
Mike, what do you think? $12 an hour to shovel some snow? Could they get the Hall of Famer out there?
Oh, God, no. God, no, man. I paid them $12 an hour not to ask me to come out here. I'm not doing it. I am not doing it. Do you guys ever get out there as a promo, like a radio promo, and just start and going and shoveling snow and doing it?
Well, I'm thinking about it. I mean, it would be – hey, Mike, you know this entertainment business. They always say content is king. I think that would be the best kind of content we could get if a couple of us went out there and started shoveling some toes. But we might lose a toe. So, I mean, that's why I think we'll just hang out inside this bar that we're doing the show from right now talking to you.
All you got to do is put a little kerosene in your belly. You know what I'm talking about. Put a little kerosene.
Oh,
without any kerosene in your belly now. You got to put the kerosene in there so you keep that thing stoked and heated while you're doing it. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Michael Irvin, the Hall of Famer, joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline for a couple of more minutes. Michael, how impressed are you with the rookie DK Metcalf's emergence here in the first year?
Yeah, I am impressed. But I always love those kinds of stories too, guys, where a guy like that who thought he would go drafted in the first round falls to the second round and a team picks him up. Russell Wilson calls him. He goes out of California. He works with him in the offseason, and then he puts together this kind of season. And all of it is because he didn't get drafted where he wanted, and he had a chip on his shoulder. Bishop and I always talk about sometimes our greatest promise lies in our greatest pain, because you could take that great pain and go turn it into a tailwind and do something great. And DK Metcalf has done some of that.
No, I would absolutely agree with it. And one last thing here for you. If you look at both of these teams and where they come from, Pete Carroll, you look at our head coach, Matt LaFleur, who has the upper hand as far as the coaching staff are concerned between these two teams?
Well, you got to give that to Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll has been there before and everything, and has done it all the way to a Super Bowl level, and then got a chance to go back to a Super Bowl and then hand that ball off to Marshawn Lynch. Could have won two right then. But that's another story for some other day. But, you know, but you got to give the advantage to Pete Carroll in that situation. But here's what I also say. I love Russell Wilson. I really do, man. I love Russell Wilson because no matter what, all you have to do is keep him in the game and give him the ball last. He'll have a chance to win that game for you. You can feel comfortable with that. The only person that supersedes Russell Wilson in those kinds of situations, in that kind of environment, is Aaron Rodgers. You can say what you want. It's Aaron Rodgers. So do I love Russell Wilson? I cannot go against Aaron Rodgers in those kinds of situations right
well,
there.
Let me ask you
game
this.
On
so
the
if
line.
If Russell come up here and beat him, does that change your mind?
That's a great question. Will it change your mind if Russell comes to beat him? First, Russell got to come and win that football game. But then I got to see how that football game is won. And then that'll determine. If it's all on Russell and Aaron Rodgers didn't do what Aaron Rodgers did, and he always does, then you start getting a little leeway. But Aaron Rodgers can still be Aaron Rodgers, and maybe there's 40 cats around him not get it done. So I have to see how he gets it done, not just that he gets it done.
Yep. Michael, we'll be watching on NFL Network, but who will you be picking, Packers or Seahawks?
I'm taking Packers in that game. I'm taking the Packers in that game. As a matter of fact, I'm taking all the home games, all the home teams this week. But if you ask me which team that I give the most chance to get an upset, I'm going to start with that first one, with that Tennessee-Baltimore game. The second game, that Tennessee-Baltimore game on Saturday, because I think Tennessee, if they can get an early start, that was a physical game they played against New England, and I would like to see those two physical battles of Tennessee and Baltimore going at it Saturday.
And then you got Minnesota in San Francisco. You got the home team taking that one too?
I got home teams over there too. Yeah, I got San Francisco, Kansas City winning those games. Also, so I just think now that being said, Minnesota has everything they need. That if they catch you at one of those games, like they caught the Saints with last week, they can absolutely win this game. They can absolutely win the game. Kirk Cousins, as much as we talked about him, Kirk Cousins made some perfect throws last week, big time throws and big time moments that made him a big time quarterback for last week. Now we got to show it again. That's just the nature of this business. You got it last week. You got over a hump last week. But here comes another hump that you have to get over and do it again.
And one guy that got over all the humps in his career, man, was a couple of minutes. Michael, really appreciate it, man. Enjoy the games this weekend. And if the Packers keep doing this thing before the NFC Championship game, let's talk next week, all right?
Let's do that, buddy. I got you. I'm with it.
Appreciate it. Thanks, man. That's Michael Irvin joining us here on Radio.com Sports NFL Insider, as Insider Calls brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Van. Playmaker says Packers are going to San Francisco in that one. But how about that? First guy with some confidence in Ryan Tannehill and the Tennessee Titans is the Hall of Famer, Michael Irvin.
Yep.
Wow. That's a different one. Okay.
That's very different.
Yeah, it is. 105.7 FM, the fans.
And you said if the Packers win, he's coming back on next Friday?
Yeah.
So we can talk about that game, too, then.
Right.
Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.